So I think we can all agree that technology makes our lives better, technology makes life simpler, but does technology take something away? Mike Abel has been thinking an awful lot about an awful lot of things, co-founder at MNC Saatchi Abel. And I mean, you are doing a lot of thinking, Mike. Is this some sort of midlife crisis, or what is it? Not enough advertising, not enough copywriting going on that's giving you all the space to think?
I don't know if it's maybe some kind of a passive COVID-inspired midlife crisis, Bruce. But, you know, I was driving to work this morning and I was very conscious of the fact that, you know, having grappled with technology and my children last night when the Wi-Fi went down and all of a sudden, you know, the world went down. And I was very conscious of, like, the greatest things that we really know, great art, great architecture, great literary writings, all of these things, discoveries, geography, biography, all of these things have been done in the absence of technology, or certainly when I say technology, Wi-Fi and the internet as we know it today, right the way to man walking on the moon. So that was kind of what caught my attention.
And that is, I mean, it's such a wonderful observation, isn't it? And when the Wi-Fi does go down or the electricity goes off, people look at each other and go, so what are we going to do now? Well, light some candles, have a chat, you know, play a board game, as Rich Mulholland was telling us in the first hour of the show this evening. Do something old-fashioned. You might actually enjoy it.
Exactly. And for me, what technology has done, and specifically seeing as I am in the problem solving in creative industry, is it has made things so much faster that one doesn't have the time anymore to actually apply your mind like you would have before. And when I started my career in the late 80s, where you would ponder something for a long time and you would get to robust, robust solutions. And I'm not saying that today one doesn't do that, but you're just doing so much so quickly that you are jumping to answers without sufficient time to say, have I correctly verified and identified the question? And I think that that is a problem of speed. It's a problem of the pace at which we live. And that is why we don't see many, there's just too much volume, but there's far too little quality in all industries today.
It goes to the flow of information, it goes to the flow of opinions, it goes to all sorts of things. Technology, though, is improving life. I mean, we can't, I think, wish for a time where it didn't exist. What we can say is we need to coexist with it, use it for what it is for, which is to enhance experiences and do things that can't be done without it, but at the same time also focus on the stuff of real creation, real thought, real time.
That's right. I mean, I think that where technology is incredible is in saving time, and beats anything is inconvenience. No question about that. I think that where it does let us down is in unexpected solutions and in creativity and in considering what isn't, not what is.
I was rereading, for example, the columns of Ken Owen the other day, because I've got nothing better to do with my time. But just marveling at Ken's grasp of the world in a time of typewriters. And perhaps, you know, certainly before computer networks, maybe he had a word processor, but he didn't have the internet. He had his brain, he had his connections, he had a telephone, and he had clippings from previous publications that he would have contributed to and others had contributed to. And he had a grasp of the world, which I would challenge many people in my profession today to have half the grasp with all of the information at their disposal, simply because what he did have was the luxury of perspective and time.
Exactly. And when you look at the greatest economists, I mean, you look at your show specifically and some of the great minds that have, you know, come up with the great concepts around businesses, around banking, around economies, none of those ideas were enabled by technology, because the idea in itself was so powerful. Reading a marvelous book, I mean, it's a very dark an interesting Donistic book called The Empire of Pain. Have you read it? About the
It's on. I'm just look out of my cupboard because that's where I am this evening, and there's my bedside table, and there is The Empire of Pain. I'm 20 pages in. I'm looking forward to getting in my teeth into it properly. Yes.
Yes, so it's an excellent book, and if you don't get the time to read it, then the audiobook is also outstanding. But what's fascinating in the book, particularly when they talk about the early part of the dynasty, and this isn't a spoiler alert at all, but there's a lot of focus on the letters that the Sackler brothers wrote to members of their family or wrote to business colleagues when they were traveling overseas in the time of not having the internet, not having email, not even having fax machines. And yet all of these letters, as we used to get from our grandparents or parents in our day when they used to go away or travel, have been recorded. And again, the amount of thought and consideration that has gone into those letters when they read, it's exactly what you just said about Ken Owen. That's about the luxury of time and perspective. And I think that what we need to do is to slow things down in order to speed things up, not to speed things up in order to go faster. Because we're not getting to the right solutions at the speed at which we're traveling necessarily.
I love it, Mike. Thank you so much for sharing that perspective. Can I make one case for technology? I've got a key that needs a battery. So a motor car key that needs a new battery. The remotes don't work. Do you think that there is a logical access point to this key? There isn't. But do you know how I changed the battery? I went onto YouTube and I typed in the model of my car. I typed in the word key and I typed in battery change. And some person somewhere in the world had taken the time to make a video that showed me how to open the key to access the battery to change it. So it does have its uses, if I may.
No question.
In the defense of technology, but I prefer your argument completely. Mike Abel, thank you, co-founder at MNC Saatchi Abel. And if you've got time to read his book, he's reading The Empire of Pain, which is magnificent. But if you've got time to read his book, Willing and Able, it is a truly thoughtful take on South Africa pre and post the riots.